It's Daily Thunder, booming out the truth of Jesus Christ from the Ellerslie campus in Windsor, Colorado. To learn more, go to Ellerslie.com.
Well, Eric, we're here for a special Daily Thunder where we're announcing what is coming. And for those who are watching the video, there is a change in the studio. You want to talk about it?
Well, yeah, this is a big thing for us. I don't know if we hinted at it in any previous episode, did we?
No, I think we weren't sure if it was going to happen. So we purposely kept it quiet.
Okay, yes. So our desire was to move our times together in Daily Thunder to what we call a round table. And this is sort of round, you know, look at this. And that allows us to sit with our computers. And so we're experimenting with it today. I don't think, I mean, I have my computer open just because I want to take advantage of this table, but I don't think we're actually consulting our computer. We'll try and come up with an excuse to consult him once. But that allows us to sort of shift the way we can interact, because you and I organize our thoughts, and you know, that's what we do all the time. We create messages. But when we are doing our Daily Thunder discussions in those chairs, you know, when my legs crossed, you know, which, you know what I'm talking about.
I think every single Daily Thunder we've ever done where the two of us are in the same room on that couch shot, you've always had crossed legs. I never get to.
Is it because only one of us can do it?
Uh-huh. It's your legs are in the way. So
so this is a change. And we were joking beforehand that since the audience now can no longer see our legs, I could kick you the Daily Thunder.
Ow! So, seriously?
To communicate, sort of like a code.
That's
almost
right.
Like a Morse code through kicking, and we can communicate back and forth. Or, of course, I could just text you and email you now. We could have a whole dialogue.
The problem is if we have to be coherent enough to keep a conversation going, if I'm trying to count how many times you kick or trying to read your text at the same time, I don't know if I'll be able to pay attention. So if my mind somehow drops out, or I'm in like mid-sentence and I quit talk, of course I do that. That's how I communicate anyway. So maybe that's a bad illustration. But this is going to be fun. I think just having the computer opportunity. One of the things we just said is we want to bring up scripture and be able to read quotes and be able to dive deeper into certain thoughts. But the way we've had it set up, it's awkward to hold your computer. Yeah. And either you have to have the passages or quotes memorized, or we got to find some creative way to do it. I think this is going to be a fun way where we can actually incorporate all that kind of stuff.
I think so. And usually we're going to have side shots too. You know, like a close up on Nathan that everyone can go, ooh.
Or,
But we haven't gotten that set up because this is sort of an experimental thing. This is the first time we're actually doing it. And so we might fidget with it a little, but, we do that. This segues into one of our series that we're moving into, and its title is very apropos for what we're talking about. Do you want to share our new series?
Yeah, the official title is called The Roundtable.
Oh, I like it. That is great.
So obviously we had to have at least a roundish table to be able to do this, but our heart was to be able to take a topic and be able to actually dive deep into it and be able to have a conversation. And we're going to have to experiment with this because we haven't done it with the computer opportunity here. But want to be able to discuss a topic and be able to wrestle through it as if people are just listening in on a conversation, which I think will be actually fun to have more of a dialogue, deep dive kind of an idea into certain of our topics that we're going to be heading into. So,
well, I agree. I think for both of us, this is sort of a thrilling venture, even though we still don't even know exactly what topics we're covering. We're just saying we're going to cover topics and we haven't done any prep for it yet. So we're sort of flying by the seat of our pants. We just finished up our previous series where, why don't you just briefly describe your previous series just in case someone just happens to be joining Daily Thunder. This is the first episode they've ever heard. And they're like, who in the world are these guys and what do they do?
Yeah. At this point, when you're looking at 1,000 episodes in Daily Thunder, it could be a little daunting. Well, we've had three series this last season where we're releasing them Monday, Wednesday, Friday. You were covering Teddy Roosevelt. You want to give like a 30-second?
I was throwing it your way.
I know you were. I just thought it'd be fun.
So I did Life and Leadership Lessons from Teddy Roosevelt, 12 episodes. Whew, powerful stuff. I mean, it's like surprisingly powerful, I would say, because when you first hear that, you're like, you know, that sounds interesting. But it's really spiritually powerful and provocative to the soul. So I would highly encourage people to go back through that. So how about yours?
And then I was walking through a series called Life in the Word, where we're just looking at what does it mean to actually live by the life of Christ and in the Word of God. And then the two of us were talking through a bunch of life lessons, mm-hmm. just things that have been really impactful for us of how we live practical Christianity in the days in which we live. So those are the ones we just came out of. Next week, we're diving into another 12-week series, three different series. Again, you're going to be covering Mondays. I'll be doing Wednesdays, and then the round table will be on Fridays.
Oh, boy, it's going to be fun.
It's going to be delightful. Do you want to talk about your series that's coming up on Mondays?
Sure. My series, usually I have longer series names, so this is somewhat of a risk for me. Names are a big deal to me. Did you know that?
Yes, they are.
So it's called Legendary, and technically, if I'm just going to be blunt and straightforward about what it's about, it's a tribute to my father, who passed away in December of 2021. And it is very meaningful to me. As I've been working on getting this ready, it's not just like I'm going to be talking about my dad. I will, but I'm talking about fatherhood, and I'm talking about what it means to pay tribute and to remember those that have invested in our lives. So that's a key one. And how we even define the idea of legendary. You know, because if you think about the subtitle, listen to this. When remarkable feats are performed by seemingly unremarkable people. My dad, at first blush, you know, you're not going to think, oh, he has to be one of the most remarkable people that ever lived. And yet, to me, he is. And that's part of the lens that I think is being imparted through this, is to see the beauty, the profundity, the power, the blessing in the mundane aspects of our life that God has given us that most of us overlook. And we're looking for something with glitz, with glamour, and we miss the simple things that God has invested into our life that truly transform us.
That's so good. On Wednesdays, I'm actually diving back into Ephesians.
Oh, that's a shocker.
Yeah. Well, I'm actually excited because it's been over a year since I've been in the book. So we're actually in the middle of chapter 4, and I'm walking through the section where Paul's talking about take off the old works of humanity, the old sinful behaviors, and put on the Lord Jesus Christ. So a year ago in Daily Thunder, we were walking through the clothing of a Christian. We looked at a few of those verses, but I'm kind of walking through the second section of that. Of what does it look like to have Jesus as the focal point or the centrality in every single area of our lives? So Paul's getting to the nitty gritty of practical living. And at least for my own soul, it is so convicting to go, well, yeah, I don't have that problem. And then as you begin to see what Paul's saying, it's like, Lord, I have a problem. Yeah. And so I'm just very excited to walk through just Ephesians, the end of Ephesians 4, just walking through the practical arenas of life that we all have to encounter. And what does it mean to have Jesus as the preeminent or the centrality of our lives in those areas? So
it
should be pretty fun.
And of course, then we have the roundtable series, which is to be determined what that's going to look like. But this is a hint, you know, this is a foreshadow of it. Don't you like being able to lean forward as opposed to lean back in a chair?
Well, one thing is I was just even pondering as you were talking about your series, I was listening for clarity's sake.
Oh, really?
But I was like, I actually like how the fact that this feels more conversational. Yeah. Like it was fun having the chairs, but in this kind of mode, it feels more relaxed at some level. And I think it's going to be able to maybe allow us to do some things that we haven't been able to do or be able to explore some topics because we have computers, because it's more relaxed than in the past.
This is maybe giving away data that I don't want the audience to know, but my ability to verbatim remember things is very limited. I have a conceptual memory. It's a good memory. I'm not going to complain about what God gave me, but I can repeat back a sermon in my own words, but I couldn't give one quote, exact quote of what the pastor said. And so you take that into me sitting in a chair without my computer, without a Bible just in my hand that I can look at, and I'm going to give more concepts than I can give verbatim statements of what God actually said in his word. And so for me, just on that front, I relax more. It's like going up onto a stage. People are always like, how do you speak without notes? It's like, well, I do have notes. My notes are in my keynote. And I know, you know, the concept of what I'm teaching. And so when I see that slide, it's my trigger. It's my bullet point, if you will. And so this sort of allows us to take our strengths. I'd say you're a lot better with verbatim. So I don't want to throw you under the bus and make it sound like you're anything like me in that regard. but it's still more challenging. Because we have a lot of quotes that we think about. We even discussed before we get on and we're like, well, we'd have to remember that one accurately. And if someone were to listen back to our things, we're oftentimes saying, and I don't know if I'm going to get this accurate, but the quote was something like this.
Or in this general section of scripture, here's what it mostly says.
Somewhere in Hebrews. So I think this is going to give us both, when we relax more, we're able to sort of tap into that deeper processing, which is where we like to be anyways. So I'm very excited about that.
Me too. So all that starts next week. We hope people can join us, and we're excited for all that God has in store for this next series.
Daily Thunder is a listener-supported production of Ellerslie Discipleship Training. At Ellerslie, we are laboring to rouse the Church of Jesus Christ out of its lethargy and build brave-hearted Christians for such a time as this. If you'd like to learn more about Ellerslie, our discipleship programs, or support the ministry financially, please go to ellerslie.com to learn more. Thanks for listening.